Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. No Stoop story this morning because it's time to remember someone who understood better than anyone the stories that echo around Baltimore stoops, kitchen tables, and lunch counters. Gilbert Sandler, whose Baltimore stories have embellished WYPR's airwaves Friday mornings for 15 years, a couple of hours ahead of On the Record, died of cancer this week at age 95. Gil spoke with On the Record last spring about a topic dear to his heart, the Baltimore City College debate team, likely the oldest such team in the country. As a student at City College in the late 30s and 40s, Gil participated in speech and debate. I asked what he learned from it.
Well, the first thing I learned is I myself was not a very good debater. We had outstanding debaters. I just wasn't one of them.
Why do you say that? What do you remember about debating that you think you did not do well?
Well, I didn't qualify for the big tournaments.
Oh.
I went out and I listened, I heard, I tried. But, you know, I didn't have the whatever it takes to. In those days, most of the debating, as I remember, was what we call Lincoln-Douglas. And Lincoln-Douglas, if you know the tradition, is affirmative, negative, negative, affirmative, so forth. And it really drew very heavily on oratory and knowledge of parliamentary skills. Today, a lot of the program is what they call policy. And that's a different kind of debate. It's excellent. All the colleges do it. But the emphasis there is on developing strategies. And that's a different kind of skill set.
Have any of the topics or conversations stuck with you?
We used to debate the classic themes, socialism versus capitalism. How are we going to get coal out of the ground? Should it be done through, should the government be doing it, or should private industry be doing it? These are the classic themes. We're far from that these days, the students, and thank them for that, demand more topical subjects that the country itself is debating.
And almost a decade ago, a fund was started in your name, the Gilbert Sandler Fund.
Well, some very dear friends, they saw me struggling with the, we needed $45,000, $50,000 a year, and I was begging and begging, getting that money. You know, raising money is a hard job, a lot of competing interests. One day I was at the Baltimore Museum of Industry, talking about a book that I'd written, and they were introducing, and then Emil Bendit gets up and starts talking about a new program, a new fund called the Gil Sandler Fund, Inc. And they got me started. And then we began to get some big grants. Mark Joseph himself gave us $50,000. So, and we get money from Abel Foundation and many other generous citizens. And we take these kids and put them on a plane and put them in hotels, and some of them never been out of West Baltimore.
The Gilbert Sandler Fund for Speech and Debate at City College. It's at the a fund at the Baltimore Community Foundation.
That's correct. I give some credit there to Tom Wilcox, stepped in to manage the money, and the Baltimore Community Foundation has been extremely generous with their time and helped us with our newsletter and our donor services. We owe the Baltimore Community Foundation a deep debt of gratitude for helping us the way they did. There's been a lot of community support, and City College, the principal, Cindy Harcum, has been most supportive. And debate programs and competitions around the country know us when they see us, and hear us, and they know who we are, and we command a presence.
In today's age of fake news, what difference do you think it makes for students to be able to think critically and analyze sources?
You cannot be good citizens. You cannot take your role in the community in public service unless you know the difference. And our students know the difference because we teach them the difference, and they debate the differences. If you ever see them go to one of these debates, they're carrying suitcases and tubs full of papers and data. They argue these fine points of what is real and what is not real. And it's the best education I know for good citizenship.
I appreciate your talking to us, Gil. Thank you.
Thank you.
Gil Sandler graduated in the class of 1941 from Baltimore City College. We spoke with him last spring. At the On the Record page at WIPR.org, we'll have a link to the Gilbert Sandler Fund for Speech and Debate at City College and to the full program about the Baltimore City College debate team. I'm Sheila Cast. Glad you're with us. Gil always seemed on the verge of a smile or a song. We leave you with a ditty he shared with one of his Baltimore Stories producers, Luke Spignall.
I've stayed around and played around this old town too long. Summer's almost gone, yeah, winter's coming on. I've stayed around and played around this old town too long, and I feel like I've got to travel on.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.